Okay, back in the studio. This year is the third centennial of the birth of Carlo Goldoni, a celebrated 18th-century Venetian playwright. To mark the event, the venerable Venice opera house La Fenice commissioned a brand new opera in honor of one of the city's favorite sons. NPR's Silvia Poggioli attended the world premiere and found that opera buffs expecting traditional Italian opera were in for a surprise.
Signor Goldoni is a comic opera in two acts by the composer Luca Mosca, and it's filled with mimes and magic. As in most opera buffa, the plot line, with its improbable duels and mistaken identities, requires a willing suspension of disbelief. The setting is today. It's the last night of Carnival, and the angel Raphael grants Goldoni a chance to come back to Earth to revisit his native city. At a masked ball in a Venetian palazzo, Goldoni encounters revelers wearing masks. There are even two of Shakespeare's Venetians, Othello and Desdemona, as well as two of Goldoni's characters, Mirandolina, and the Commedia dell'arte's most famous mask, Arlecchino. It's this harlequin who invites the guest to take part in an evening of dance and feasting. Members of the audience with a keen ear were able to discern that the words were in English. Librettist Gianluigi Melega, who writes poetry in English, says that, after all, Goldoni himself wrote many of his plays in French.
At that time, French was a common language, the lingua franca in Europe. So now English is the lingua franca of the world.
The composer Mosca says he did not want the words in his native Italian because he likes the sound of English and it's more suited to his music.
Ho scoperto...
I discovered a language that has very short words, one or two syllables, the opposite of Italian, which always has more syllables than I need. I don't write a lot of legato, smooth and gliding notes. English is better, and it inspires me tremendously because I write staccato.
Non per una musica staccata così.
In this play within a play, musicians on stage play Bayan accordions, Kyorba lutes, mandolins, and guitars. The score ranges from faux baroque to Middle Eastern tonalities and pays homage to Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress, which also had its world premiere here at La Fenice. Like composers of centuries past, and unlike most of his contemporaries, Mosca had the opportunity to write knowing beforehand exactly who would sing these notes. One aria, for a coloratura soprano, was tailored to the voice of Canadian singer Barbara Harrigan. Playing the character Despina, borrowed from Mozart's Così fan tutte, she demands a hot number that goes beyond 1, 2, 3. And singing a long string of numbers, Harrigan gave a bravura performance. Despite their reputation as opera purists, the audience at La Fenice gave the performers, composer and librettist of Signor Goldoni, a 10-minute standing ovation. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
And finally today, these parting words for you from Shakespeare's Macbeth. I would applaud thee to the very echo that should applaud again. We hope to earn your applause as we make radio here. It is such a personal medium, though lots of you are listening. It's also just me and you here. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.